I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I think that if every city in the U.S. had a makerspace, we would absolutely reinvent innovation in the United States, and it would be just like the Industrial Revolution, but almost an innovation revolution.
That's Andrew Hannigman, optimizer of the Iron Range Makerspace in Hibbing. I visited the facility to discover what a makerspace is and find out what goes on here.
The idea is simply a community workshop. So somewhere that people in some sort of community have access to things that might be harder to get individually, like large equipment, a massive amount of tools, things like that. I've always had a dream that, if I had my, and I think a lot of people on the Iron Range have this dream that, if I had my own shop with all this stuff, it'd be so awesome. And we all kind of work towards that. But then we all buy the same equipment. So we duplicate, how many times over? Like, what I used to say is, how many people in Hibbing alone have the same hammer? Well, what if we didn't spend money all on the same hammer? Maybe you have a few hammers, but you don't need 2,000. And then instead we bought something else. And what a makerspace does is makes it more attainable so that you can access all those things. But attached to this revolution called the maker movement, which is all about kind of putting the ability to make, the ability to prototype, the ability to really be an entrepreneur in the hands of the people that are in our community.
Currently, there are somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 worldwide, and the Iron Range Makerspace is one of only a handful located in Minnesota. Some makerspaces specialize in a particular industry. One in Detroit, for example, focuses on the auto industry. Some are more art-focused, and others, like the Iron Range Makerspace, take a broader approach.
Well, you can just about do anything you can imagine. We have everything from upstairs here. We have a recording studio. We've got a clean lab where we do things like textiles, some painting, staining, things like that. So you can do your own t-shirt branding. You can sew things, sew leather. We have a quilt rack. And then we also have a high-tech lab where we have a 3D printer that'll print 12-inch by 12-inch by 18-inch high part. We have a vinyl cutter, so you can do your own signage, your bumper stickers, things like that, branding. We also have a laser engraver. So we also have a commercial kitchen. So if you want to cook up a storm or just make your break food, we've got something for that. And then we have a large wood shop. So we have some of the higher-end production equipment, not necessarily something you'd find at, somebody's garage stall. And then we have metals and hot works. So we have an automotive lift. We have blacksmithing equipment. We have a CNC plasma cutter. We also have a CNC router for the woodworking. We have welders, metal cutting tools, a motorcycle lift. We've got hand tools like crazy, and they're organized. We are very focused on keeping a clean work environment so that when you walk in the door, you're ready to go. It's all set up for you. It's clean. It's, just like if you'd walked into a modern manufacturing.
To use the facility, you need to become a member.
For orientation, which very similar to what you'd go through in an onboarding process at a company, we go over policies, we go over task training when you need it. So we're available to help you. Yep. And that costs $100, and that's a one-time deal. You never have to pay that again. And then after that, $40 a month gets you $500,000 facility. And when you really break that down, that's massive. That's just a massive deal.
There are currently 144 members of the Makerspace, and they range in age from teenagers to those in their 70s, and about 40% of the members are female. I talked with one of the members as she came in to work on her projects.
Hi, I'm Jody Mackey, and I am the owner of Purple Coneflower Design, which is a refurbishing furniture, designing home decor, basically old stuff and making it new. And so I've been a member here at Makerspace for a little over a month, and really for the wintertime utilize the space as much as I can because it has everything I need outside of I bring my consumables, my paint and my stain. I can leave my furniture pieces here, which is awesome. And it's warm, and I can spread out and work on my stuff. And I also really enjoy the community piece of this. That piece is really cool, too.
community is our number two core value. We really do have a really awesome community. We have this culture of sharing ideas. When you put all these different backgrounds together, people walk by each other and say, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? And all of a sudden that idea that may have just fizzled out now becomes tangible. And that could mean it's a multi-million dollar business for you. Or it could mean it's that perfect wall hanging for your home. It really is up to you.
It's not hard to spot the makerspace. Just look for the bright yellow building off Highway 169 on the west side of Hibbing.
What I consider our building is the brightest place on the range. And not just because we're the brightest building, but that's part of that kind of slogan, right? But because we have the most talented, the most creative people in our region housed right here, and we will continue to grow that group and be the brightest place in the region.
The Iron Range Makerspace, building a community of innovation and opportunity on the Minnesota Iron Range. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Don't stand between a man and his tomb. Don't write the species off as hardware-loving fools. Don't stand between a man and his tomb. You never know when you might need one. You never know when you might need one. You never know when you might need one. You never know when you might need one.